Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shir in Maseches Megillah. Mr. Shem still on pace to finish by Purim. We're holding at the very bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Beis, and we're going to learn Lamed Amud Aleph today. So the Gemara was talking about different shitas about what the reading of Parshas Shkalim is, namely, there were two shitas. One holds it was the beginning of Kisisa, which is what we do, and one held it was actually the Korban Tamid, which we generally read on Rosh Chodesh. So says the last part of the Gemara over here, two lines up from the bottom. Itmar. It was said, Chalios beve'ata ditzaveh. One of Parshish Shkalim comes out, and the weekly Parsha is ditzaveh. Amar Yitzchak Nafka. Yitzchak says, Karu shisem beve'ata ditzaveh ad kisisa. You read six aliyahs Parshish ditzaveh until kisisa, meaning the whole of Parshish ditzaveh you complete in six aliyahs. V'chad mi kisisa ad v'yosisem. The seventh one, which we said is the maftir, because we're holding that can be counted amongst the seven, there you start Parshas Shkalim Kisisa. You're going in order, essentially. Amar Abaye, and that's why Abaye objects. Abaye says, Amri, people would just say, Ukumi hu dekam ukmi. Awesome. He's just continuing. Rashi learns meaning to say that it's not recognizable that the continuation is Parshas Shkalim. People would just say that he didn't finish the Parsha yet, so he kept going. Ella Abaye holds, Amar Abaye, Karashisam ve'ata tetzave az yosiso. You read six aliyahs, you don't finish the parsha. You say, if you do finish, I should say, you go vatsatsav until v'yasisa, meaning including the beginning of parsha's kisisa, v'chad tani v'kari, and then the last aliyah will actually repeat that last bit. And that way it's recognizable that the repetition is for parsha's going. Rav v'kari v'tani mikisisa ad v'yasisa. Read the last part of kisisa until the pasuk v'yasisa, which is the last part of parsha's going. The Gemara Meisve is a challenge to this. Chalios a parsha smuchala according to Brisa that said if Parsha Shkalim comes at Rosh Chodesh Adar, I should say, comes out in the parsha that is close to the reading of Parsha Shkalim, beim lefanel beim laacharei, rather before it or after it, karen osa v'koflan osa. You read it, yeah, because it is right next to the parsha of the week. Anyways, you read it and then you read it again. So Mishlamala by it makes sense according to Abaye, as we said, Nicha, that's he says this, that would be the case of Tetzave, where you read it and read it again. El Ravitzka Nafka, according to Mitzanafka, where you're not reading it again, but Tetzave is the parsha before, that's the Lifaneho part, and you're not doubling it. So Kasha, what do you do with this price? It's a Dafka that you double it. So Amalakha Ravitzka Nafka, Mitzanafka says, well, Abaye Minicha, is it any better according to Abaye? Tenach Lifaneho, Abaye has the Revach that the Lifaneha case, the beforehand case, makes sense. Tetzaveh is before Kisisa. You read it through the preading of Parshas Shkalim, and then you repeat that last part. La'achareha eichem shkachasa. How do you find afterwards? Meaning, how do you have such a case where the Parsha after Shkalim, what the rest of Kisisa comes, and therefore you're going to double it? It was at the beginning. You have to double something in the Maftir. It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't work b'chol. Ela ma'i yislach l'mim. What do you have to say? Kofla b'shabasas. It doesn't mean read it twice in one Shabbat. It means to double it in Shabbosis. Namely, you read it 2 weeks in a row. You read it 1 week, right, as part of the reading of the Torah reading, and then you read it the next week, or the one before it, as the Maftir. Al-Khanami says, so too over here, you must say for the Bashar al-Lifaneh, Ha-Koflim Shabbosis, you would double it in the Shabbosis. So, Tetzaveh, and then running into Kisisa is not the case of the Brisa where you read it and double it. Yeah, that's not the word at all. It means to double it in the week prior or the week after, you'll end up reading 2 weeks in a row. The Gemara continues. Chalios b'kisisa atzma. What if Shkalim comes out in Parsha Kisisa? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Karashisa min v'asisa ar v'yakel. Interesting. What you do is, you read six aliyahs from v'asisa, which is the part immediately after Parsha Shkalim, and finish Kisisa, read till v'yakel. V'chad karim kisisa ar v'yasisa. Then you go backwards. You read that first part of the Parsha that you skipped, Kisisa, you read that as the last aliyah. So Maskev L'Abaye, Abaye again challenges, Hashta Amin L'Afrehu Dekari. People are going to say, what, you read backwards? That makes sense. So again, it won't be recognizable that it's for the Bafta. They're going to say that they skipped a part earlier. Ela Amar Abaye, Karashisa Ad Vayakel. You read six aliyahs straight through from beginning Kisa till Vayakel. We're going to finish the whole parsha. V'chad Tani V'Kari V'Kisisa Ad V'Yelsis. And again, the last one you will repeat. Now this is the case of actually repeating something twice, and that's fine. But Kisisa itself, you'll end up repeating something. And there's a brisa that sounds like that. Since Chalios b'Kisisa, if Shkalim comes out in Kisisa, and Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in Kisisa, Atzma, Karin Osa, the Koflin Osa. You read it and you double it. That one actually means doubling it, reading it twice on that very Shabbos. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah. Chalios v'socha Shabbos, makdim l'Shabbos she'avra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out during the week, so then you read the reading of Parsha Shkalim the Shabbos prior. Gemara says Itmar. It was said Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Friday. The Machlokes Amarayim, what to do? Rav Amar Makdim. Rav says you still do the same din. You move the reading of Far Shkalim to the previous Shabbos. Yeah, so you have Shkalim on a Shabbos, and the following Friday will be Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then you'll continue. Next Shabbos will be nothing, probably, and then the one after will be part. Shmuel Amar, no, Ma'achrim. You push it off a day. Even though Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, you reach Shkalim the next day on Shabbos. Yeah, Rav Amar Makdimin, why do you have to go early, as we've been assuming you do until now, the rest of the week, everybody would agree you go early. Im Kain, Batzul Hu Yom L'Shulchanos. If you're going to go later, you'll lack the 15 days needed for the tables out, the money changers to be out, to change the Shkalim. As we said, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you need that. According to Tanakhama, we said maybe you need a month, but at least for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you need 15 days. You won't have this 15 days, because the 15th day is going to be on the 15th of Adar, and the only red Shkalim on the 2nd. You'll be lacking your 15 days. Well, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, ma'achin. You still push off the next day. Why? Amar lecha, he'd say to you, sof sof chameser b'mali shabso mikli. At the end of the day, the 15th is also going to come out on a Friday. V'shulchanos lo'nofki adcha b'shaba. Yeah, and the tables, they're not going to go out until the Sunday. Yeah, so they're going to go from Sunday to Sunday. It'll be 15 days in any event. They'll go from the 3rd of the month, let's say, until the 18th of the month. Yeah, they won't go. They won't cut off at 15 exactly. They'll go a full 2 weeks. And therefore, you could push it off a day. So this is the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Now, the Gemara is going to try to prove one way or the other. The Tanan, our Mishnah says, Chalios b'socha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out in the middle of the week, Makdim and L'Sha'avar, you push it back to the previous Shabbos. Well, Mafsikin, and then you take a break from the Arba Parshios, L'Shabbos Acheris, the next week, and then it'll be par after that. My love, Afilu b'Erev Shabbos. Isn't this saying to push it earlier, even in the case of Erev Shabbos? It said in the middle of the week. You say, lo, besoch shabbos dafka. No. In the middle of the week means in the middle of the week. Erev Shabbos is already at the end of the week. So dafka could be read like Shmuel's halacha, that in the middle of the week you go earlier as opposed to Friday where you go later. So no raya conclusively from that brisa. Tashma, another brisa. Ezri Shabbos Rishona, what is called the first week? The first week you read Parsha Shkalim. So what is that? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar lios besocha. Any week in which Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out within it. Afilu b'erev Shabbos, is even erev Shabbos. So it sounds like you go back. My love, afilu b'erev Shabbos, do me the socha. Isn't that additional part that even on erev Shabbos is considered the week of Parsha Shkalim should be similar to the tocha part, to the within it part that's taught right next to within it? Certainly in this case, we're going to go back because then you definitely won't have enough time. You need the 2 weeks. So if it comes out on a Monday or whatever it is, you have to go back to previous Shabbos. Otherwise, you certainly won't have 15 days from the time Shkalim is read. So it must also be the Friday. You need to go back in order to have your 2 weeks of Shulchanos, of money changers. So Ma Tocha Makdim and Afer Shabbos Makdim. And isn't that true that even the inside of the week, the other days of the week, Sunday through Thursday, you would certainly go back to the previous Shabbos to reach Shkalim? So to Erev Shabbos to it. Amar Shmuel, no. Shmuel says, Ba. He says, instead of the reading Brisa, reading the Brisa that anything that Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal B'Socha within it, you read it, ba, that's called on it, meaning you say on the Shabbos itself. On the Shabbos itself, yeah, it says a certain din. It says that's called that. And then afilu Erev Shabbos is specifically saying that even if it comes at Erev Shabbos, you do the same thing. You dafka move it later to the next day, and that's showing off Shmuel's halacha exactly then, if you read ba in the Brisa, not besocha, not within the week. Ba means on that Shabbos. V'chein tana de Shmuel, so too is a tana in the house of Shmuel said, ba. It should say ba, not besocha. Now we're going to say kitanai. This whole thing is actually machlokes tanaim. It says masargin l'shabbosos. One skips, seirugin means to do something with interruptions. So one skips shabbosos in the dal parsha. Steve Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi says. It's interesting why we just call him Rebbe. Generally, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi is called Rebbe. In any event, same person. So he says you do skip. Right now, do skip would mean that you're gonna make a parsha earlier, like our Mishnah said, and then skip the next week. So Shkalim will be made earlier if it's come out during the week, and then you'll skip the next week, and Par will be the one after. Rishim Ben Elazar says, no, ain't Masargin. Yeah, you're not Masarig. You don't skip. Now, Amar Rishim Ben Elazar though, Rishim says, when is that true? Ain't Masani Omer ain't Masargin. When do I say don't skip? Meaning make the Shkalim later, make it the following Shabbos, Bizman Shechalios V'Erev Shabbos, only in the case of Friday. Al Bizman Shechalios V'Socha Shabbos, if it comes out Sunday through Thursday, Makdim V'Kari, then you do go earlier, Mishabbos She'Avra, right, into the previous Shabbos, afal pishu shvat, even though it's shvat. So again, it's showing off exactly the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. One sheet is saying Friday goes later, one sheet is saying Friday goes earlier. So we said, b'shnia zachor, the Mishnah said the second week of part of the Dal Parshas will be zachor. The Itmar, it was said like this, Purim shechalios for Erev Shabbos, Purim comes out in Erev Shabbos itself, Rav Amar Makdin, Rav says zachor will be the previous Shabbos, Parshas zachor, but Shmuel Amar Ma'achin, Shmuel again says make it the next day. Rav Amar Makdin, Rav says go earlier, kehechi delo tiktum asil zechir. You don't want the performance of the mitzvahs of Purim to happen on a Friday and then the remembering it to happen the next day on a Shabbos. You should remember it first, tell everybody about Purim, and then do the action. Shmuel Amar Ma'achin. Now, anyways, I should say the Asi over here doesn't mean Megillah, because if Yud Dalid is coming out over here on, it would mean the reading. As Erev Shabbos, everything happens Yud Dalid, and the next day, Zachor would be the next day. Yeah? Shmuel Amar, what did Shmuel say? Ma'achin. You push it off. Amar Lecha, I'd say to you, came into Ikum Mukafin, the Avdi B'chamesar, the Mukafin are going to do on the 15th. Now, they're not going to do the Megillah on the 15th, because they don't read that on Shabbos, but they're going to do the festive meal, let's say. So it's not a matter, you don't need it to be before, that the zechira should be before, but they're happening at the same time. That'll be good enough. Ka'asyan, they come together. Bahadi adadi ka'asyan. Tanan, Mishnah says like this, to try to prove one way or the other. It says, Bishnia zochar, the second week is zochar. Baha, ki mikla reishayarcha b'shabbos, mikla purim b'erv shabbos. In the case where Rosh Chodesh comes out in Shabbos, so Purim is the case, that is the case where Purim is erv shabbos, the 14th. The Katani Bishnia zochar, and it says the second week, will be Zachor. So you see, it was the Shabbos prior. That's the only way it could be the second week. Amar of Papa, my Shnia, Shnia Lav Sakam. Yeah, it doesn't mean the second week in the whole lineup of things. It means the second week in, that aside from the break. Yeah, I mean to say, what you actually do is you'll make it the following Shabbos, not the one before. And it's the second week of reading Dal Parshas. Second week, right, with a break involved. Right? Meaning to say, the Mishnah could be read that Shnia is going back on the Reisha. There's a first week, Kalios, Psocha, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Adar, then you do your Shkalim back, right? And then you take a break, and then that it says that the Shabbos afterwards, right, will be a Hafsaka, and then Zachor, right? So it's going in the Seifa, right? That it's going on that case. Psocha, Shabbos is going to be a break, and then there's a second week in total. Yeah. So it says the Gemara. Tashma, try a Raya again. Ezer Shabbos Shnia, what is the second week? Kol Shechal Purim, Lios V'Socho. Like Purim is in that week. Vafil V'Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos. My Lav, Erev Shabbos, Durim V'Socho. Similar to attempted Raya we had before. Erev Shabbos should be the same din as when it's within the week. Ma Tocho, just as within the week, Makdim, and you went earlier. Av Erev Shabbos, Makdim, and so to Erev Shabbos you go earlier. Amr Shmuel would say back to you, Ba. Again, it doesn't mean in the week, it means on it. So it's on Shabbos. You have it that day. So too, if it's on Erev Shabbos, you go forward one day. So too, again, they taught on the day itself. What if Purim came out on Shabbos itself? Amar of Huna, Ledivrei Kol in Makdim. He says, everybody there would hold you, don't go earlier. Why would it be you don't go earlier? Because Purim is on Shabbos. Yeah? So everybody would agree that if you'll do... you don't have to do Shabbos the week prior. Everybody agreed you could do it that day. The mentioning of the Zechira will be together with Yudal, together with the doing the festive meal of most places, and Walt Tadis would be the next day. And so everybody will agree that's okay. Rav Nachman Amar, no, Adayin Hi Machlokes. It's still Machlokes. Why is it still Machlokes? Because, again, you need to have that the Zechira should happen beforehand, before the doing. So it happens to be they have to make it a week before. It's Marnami, who said also, Amar B'chir Bar Alma, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos Makdim, B'Kor B'Shabbos She'avra Zachar. Rav holds, I believe this is what we do, I don't remember last time it came out this way, that if Purim comes out on Shabbos, you have to read Parsha Zachar the previous week. Yeah. Continues quoting the Mishnah, B'Shlishis Paraduma, the third week of the Arba Parshas is Paraduma. Tana Rabbanim, the Brisa says, Ezer Shabbos Shlishis, what is the third week? Kol She'smucho L'Purim. That'd be the one that's immediately after Purim, me'achareha, after it, close to it from afterward. Itmar of Chamabar of Chanina Amar Shabbos is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says no, it's a Shabbos that is closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I mean, right before it. Below Pligi, and really, it's not an argument. Hadig Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out in Shabbos, so you read Parshas Al Chodesh then, and then the previous week is the week is the week closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then you'll read Parah that week. Hadig Ikla the Emes Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out in the middle of the week, so that means the previous Shabbos you have to make Parsha Chodesh, which means the one beforehand you now make that one Parah, and that is the one after Purim. Yeah, so really they weren't arguing. You sometimes, if the one closest to Rosh Chodesh Nisan is taken out on Parsha Chodesh, so yeah, that's right, then the previous week they're making Parsha's Parah will be the one after Purim. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Shabbos, and so too that, and so therefore that Shabbos you're reading a Chodesh, and the previous week you can make Parah, and it's not the one right after Purim, it's two after Purim, three Shabbos and after Purim, but it's the one right before Rosh Chodesh. Then we quote one last time over here. We quote our Mishnah. Ravis HaChodesh Zelechem. Yeah. Ravis, you read Parsha HaChodesh. Tanar Ban, right? So it's like this. Rosh Chodesh, other Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Karin Ki Siso, Maftirin B'Yo Yod. We said this already, so I'm just going to read through for a little bit. We're not going to finish this Brisa today, because we have a very long explanation to give on it on the first Rashi, on the next Amun, one of the first Rashis. So again, it says, Rosh Chodesh, other that calls out on Shabbos, you read Ki Siso, and you have a Haftar Yo Yoda. The Ezri Shabbos Rishona, what is that? What is called the first Shabbos? Kosher Chal Rosh Chodesh Other Lios Pesoch. How many times Rosh Chodesh Other is in that week? But Filo Be'er Shabbos, you know, Shabbos, and each one, Rav and Shmuel, will explain their Pshat into this, as we said. The Shnei Zachar, the second week is Zachar, Maftirin Pokaditi. And as Haftar of redeeming the Jewish people, Pokaditi, the Ezri Shabbos Shnei, what is the second week? Kosher Chal Purim Lios Pesoch. And again, Rav and Shmuel will say their Pshat in Pesoch, what it means. Afilu be'erev Shabbos. Rishlishi is paraduma. The third week is paraduma. Maftirin v'zarakti aleichem. That's about a paraduma case. Be'ezri Shabbos Shlishi is what is the third one? Kol shesmucha l'purim me'achareha. Anything close to Purim afterwards. And we said, again, that will depend on the situation with Parsha Chodesh. Okay. And we'll stop right here. We'll continue in the middle of the Brisa next.